Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo. Now back to Maddie in the Morning on Boston's number one hit music station, KISS 108.
Hey, radio pals. I see that story in Florida about the woman who went to her ATM and there was $20 billion or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was like 20, a billion.
$1 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
$1 billion in her account.
Yep.
What are you going to do? You can't cash it.
No.
They don't carry $1 billion. And as soon as you use it, somebody figures it out.
Yep.
But still, you know, what's the most you can take out of a,
I think it depends on your account, like 500, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have enough money in your account, you can take out more.
Yeah. Just depends.
So say you have $1 billion.
You could take out
about 1,000.
Yeah.
How far are you going to get?
Not that far.
Yeah. Nobody uses cash. You can only go so far, and then they pull the plug, and that's it. Not like the good old days when you used to be able to hide it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see bags and bags of cash, except in casinos. Like, casinos, you see cash.
Yep.
Or at the track. But that's, you don't really, people don't really use a lot of cash anymore.
No.
It's all the cads. I don't know if they use cash because of the change. I find that annoying.
Well, you know, during the pandemic,
$3.45. I don't even know where to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just so much easier to stick the card in.
Yeah.
Let's go so fast. You know, you put your little code in and then boom, bada bing, bada boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, now with Venmo, it's like even easier. It's like
that. I don't know how to do that.
Oh my God, yeah, that is quite possibly the easiest way to do transactions now. Yeah,
yeah. The wife does it. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do Venmo.
Yeah, if you, it's just your bank account links with somebody else's, and you know their little handle, and you need to send them $100.
It's like being their.
It's instant.
It's like I have that for my kids because we're in the same bank, and I just transfer it over to them. So it's like doing that with everybody?
Yep. Yeah.
And what's that other thing? Zelle.
Yeah,
I think it's
Zelle.
Called.
That's
what's that?
Zelle's the same idea.
But it's
that's bank account to bank account.
Yeah.
Whereas Venmo is like they're like a third party. So like you transfer it through Venmo to each other. It takes like a day to clear.
Oh. I didn't follow that at all.
No.
What's the difference again?
So isn't Zelle Citizens?
Yeah, so Zelle, but like I have like a hometown bank and they have it too. But
oh, they do. Okay.
But like, so PayPal owns Venmo. So it's like a third party person, like if you have a problem with the money, like they'll reimburse you type thing. So it's like a third party that just makes sure the money's securely being transferred.
And Zelle has no idea.
And Zelle's between your bank. There's no third party. It's bank to bank.
Yeah, like
I got it. I got it.
Venmo will charge a
little
percentage.
I mean, I
don't
use it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like 1% or something.
Yeah. It's all my expenses are cash because it's just, you know, how much did I lose today? Well, don't forget you press the back nine, so that's $500. Okay. That's all it is. I only have cash for golf losses. I don't think I've ever won a match in my whole life.
Is that possible? I think you have.
I must have somewhere.
Yeah, one summer I remember you were like on a good stretch.
I was on a roll.
Yep.
That was like 3 years ago.
Yep, you were winning hundreds.
Before the pandemic.
Yes.
Since the pandemic, I've not won a match.
Didn't you win a member guest once?
I did.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, I've won a couple of things. Once won a spring event. But that's
the
different.
Spring four ball. I always like
that. But I was playing with my friend Peter, who's like a 3 handicap.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
That's all it is. Here it is, Blue Hill Country Club, 4-ball champions.
Wow.
Matt Siegel, Peter Sherman, 2014.
Nice.
Right here. Ta-da.
Wow.
Well, I don't belong there anymore.
How does the 4-ball work?
What's a 4-ball? It just means, I don't know where the expression comes from, because it just means two guys against two other guys.
Oh.
So there's 4 balls.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah,
is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Two guys.
Everybody
two guys,
has a ball.
They have a ball.
This girl is like a genius. You know, Winnie knows everything. It's weird. Yeah. That's right. There are 4 balls in play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hence the 4-ball. Wow. Cool.
There we go. Breaking it down.
Well, what happens if one of the balls is in the way of the other guy's ball? What do you do then?
You have to hit it.
You pick it up and you mark it.
You mark it. That wasn't for you, Lisa. That was a question for
Winnie. Oh, sorry.
I know you know.
I'm not big on golf. It kind of bores me.
Oh, it's a hideous game.
Yeah. I like mini golf.
No.
Yeah, I can see you at mini golf.
Oh, I just, yeah. I just, you yeah. know, give it on my
whack
all.
It.
I whack it.
Okay.
You know what I like, what I'm going to get into now, because I'm so bad at golf? I'm going to get into pinatas.
Oh, I love
that would
pinatas.
Be good for you.
Hang a pinata, and then you whack at it with a bat. And then candy falls out.
Yeah,
that is like everything that's perfect
that
I love. For you.
That is yeah. so perfect for you.
Like hitting something with a bat, and then candy comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why would I do anything else?
Well, you have to be blindfolded.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that a pinata and, thing?
Yeah. Right. Spin, you, say, yeah.
You get spun
playful.
Around.
You get spun around.
Oh, and I get this. No, I don't want that. Then they yeah. spin you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't think I'd like it. Dizzy. I don't think I'd like that. So you have to be blindfolded, and then you spin around,
mm-hmm.
and then they give you a bat?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you have to hit the thing so the candy comes out?
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, boy. I think I'd keel over. Why do I have to spin? You're already blindfolded. What do you have to spin for?
They're just
because you'll see
hard.
It before.
Right.
You're, like, right there. They put the blindfold on, and then you'll kind of know where you're at. So they have to spin you around so you get disoriented.
Right.
So you have to be blindfolded and spin?
Yes. Like,
if you want to do it right. I mean, with little kids, you don't do that. Yeah. You just let them hit it. Yeah.
So it's like okay. Dizzy Miss Lizzy or what was that?
Well, pin the tail. Well, wasn't there another one?
Dizzy
Miss Lizzy
tail
donkey. Is a drinking game.
Whoa.
Yeah. You don't. Yeah. Mm. Didn't we get sued for that one time?
Yes, we did.
Wait, what?
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we can talk about it. There was a lawsuit. Mm. I don't know the person's name.
It's a Mexican
No, we played
island.
Dizzy Lizzy on one of those Maddie trips we used to do
yeah.
years ago.
Oh,
oh man.
And she got hurt, and there was legal.
Oh,
I don't,
really?
We settled it. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
Everything is fine. People were paid.
Really?
That wasn't me and Bill. We were just there.
Yeah.
We were deposed.
Yeah.
I didn't run the game.
No. And it was on an
I've
island.
Never been to. Think about this. Of all the big time reasons a person could be deposed by lawyers, all the things I've done in my life,
yeah.
and all the projects I've been involved with, and all the business dealings,
mm-hmm.
and all the people being mad at me for something I said on the radio, all of those things, divorces, like all of those
yeah.
things I've lived in my life. The only time I was deposed, it was because of a Dizzy Lizzy game.
I was deposed, too. They called me in.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Bill both.
Yeah, the Maddie games.
Yeah, like I would run into a lawyer at some big event. You know, I deposed you once over that Dizzy Lizzy game. No, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
another oh, fun oh. fact of my life.
That was an adventure.
Yeah. Did you realize that she was going to be dizzy and would have to run along the beach? And I'm there going, I guess I didn't really give it much thought.
Yeah.
You realize she broke her ankle. I said, yes, I'm told. I believe we called an ambulance.
We weren't involved, though. We were.
Yeah. Well, I blamed you.
But, that's yeah. funny because I was blaming you. I said, it's Maddie's games. It's not Billy's games.
Obviously. That's been our tactic for years in our friendship. Wasn't me, it was Bill.
Mm.
Yeah, they're going like that for years. So you don't recommend Dizzy Lizzy for me, Lise?
I don't,
As an alternative to golf?
No.
Oh. I'll keep thinking. I'm a thinker, you know that? I am.
Kiss 108 is your place.